Almighty and eternal God, all praise, honor, and glory be to you for your glorious and good act of creating us and all things, your daily provision of all that we need to sustain life, and the gift of deliverance to an eternal inheritance in the world to come. Help all people to come in repentance and faith to the rejection of all that is false and to the praise of you as the only true God. Lord, in your mercy. O faithful God, all times rests in your hands. Nothing exists apart from your promise or your power. Help us trust in you for all things. Lord, in your mercy, help us not only to rejoice in Jesus' saving name, but to call on his name in those times of trouble. We pray you, Lord, deliver us from our sins and from our fears, that we may serve you with our whole heart, mind, and will. Lord, in your mercy, shine down your peace to a world at war and bring calm amid the violent areas of the world. Especially be with those who serve our nation here and everywhere. Lord, in your mercy, touch the sick and suffering with peace and hope, and give to the troubled and dying the strength to be faithful unto death, that they may receive the crown of everlasting life. Lord, today we uplift those names that have asked for prayer here at Peace. Lord, remember the Hayworth family as news was shared this week that Gary passed away. We pray that your peace and comfort would be with each member of the family as they gather in the weeks ahead to celebrate and mourn Gary's death. Lord, we also uplift Brad. We thank you for answered prayer just in the last couple of days. We thank you for the precision and care that the doctors and nurses are giving Brad. Lord, we pray for continued restoration, that your comfort would be with him, that he would know your presence. And for each member of the Holesto family too, as they are together and as some transition back to their homes, we pray that you'd be with them, that your peace would go with them in every step that they take. Lord, we also pray for those suffering in recent illness this week. For Sharon, Kenny, and Janet, give them a return to health in the days ahead. Lord, we also uplift those that we mentioned here today in our hearts quietly, but also vocally now. Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Janine, Nicole, Jonathan, Karen, Mike, Paul, Susan, Jimmy, Jill, Katie, Jerry, Dan, Oscar, Dan, Robert and Emmett, Mal, Aaron and Mara, Glenn, Tim, Kathy, and we give you thanks for the care for Maggie this past week and pray for a full recovery from her surgery as well. Lord, in your mercy, remove the guilt of this past year's failures and fears, forgive our sins and errors, lead us to begin anew to serve you in the gift of this coming year. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all ourselves and for all for whom we pray, trusting your mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. God, who supplies our every need, has given us this meal to share. Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life. We come to the table knowing that we need the strength that comes from the body and blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life. What a blessing it is to have the promise of Jesus, whoever feeds on my flesh will have everlasting life, and to have it in a real way as we enter into 2024. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, as the table has been prepared for you. And we're going to commune first those who are going to stay in your pew and commune with the package. I'll commune with you this morning. Welcome to the Lord's table. We'll open the first seal to take the body of Christ. Take and eat the true body of Jesus given for you. And then we'll open the second seal. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith. Look back to your God who will guide and provide for you in 2024. Amen.